boobies. You like boobies. Vicky likes boobies.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Now, are there any damn questions?
Have you any idea what the street value of this mountain is?
This is a nice fish, you know? Big fucking eyes, but a nice fucking fish.
Good evening, bottom feeders and underachievers. It's tournament time here on the weekend. I am your host, Justin, as always, joined by...
Bye.
Kyle.
Ben.
Yeah.
As we had said a few weeks ago when we did the best 90s action movie, we're going to do a couple tournaments, come down with a Final Four, and see what truly is the greatest action movie of all time. This week's action movie tournament is of the 2000s. From Y2K to 09. There are no sequels. However, reboots are included. Is everybody ready?
I'm always ready, Justin. Just like when I'm going to be ready to hand out that ass kick it. You know what? Go ahead.
Okay. Kyle, are you ready?
4 inches, but I can work with it.
So, who came up with the movies here so that I know who to get mad at?
Okay. It was a collaborative thing like most of these tournaments are now, just to save my ass so I don't have to fucking hear your mouth all night. Mike and I did them together. Mike mostly... did the legwork on finding the movies, and we fine-tuned the list. So if you have any problems, you can yell at both of us. And away we go. Round one, match one. Mr. and Mrs. Smith versus The Hunted.
The Hunted. I'm getting out early. The Hunted.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Is The Hunted with Benicio Del Toro and Tommy Lee Jones? Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I didn't know what that was. I picked that one.
Okay, The Hunted.
I'm so happy you went through the first round. The Underrated Hunted movie. More people should see it.
It is a very good movie. I just like the dynamic of Brad Pitt and Angelina.
You just like the 10 at the end of the movie.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Next up, Peter Jackson's King Kong versus The Italian Job.
The Italian Job.
Italian Job.
Italian Job.
Doesn't matter. I just to be a dick, I was going to say.
It made it through.
Vinny, what were you voting for? Not that I actually care, but for the listeners.
I only think I've seen like the last half hour of The Italian Job, so I would have to de facto go King Kong.
Wow. That could have been tricky there. Next up, Unleashed versus Kung Fu Hustle. These are going to be tough. Kung Fu Hustle.
I'm going to say Unleashed because I know it's probably going to lose.
It's tied now.
I'll go Unleashed.
Unleashed one? Are you fucking kidding? Joe.
Jet Li.
You no longer get to talk about going to fucking film school.
No, you guys are dumb.
You know what? Joe did get a demerit when he was just like, oh, there's wolves. You're getting a demerit from months ago.
This is exactly why Vinny's not allowed to give out demerits. Grudges. How did Kung Fu Hustle loop? Mike, what the fuck, man?
I said Unleashed because I didn't think anyone else was going to vote for it.
But why would you put it out there?
Why you guys are dumb. Why would you vote for that reason?
Well, it's still a really good movie.
Yeah, but is it better?
No, it's not better than Kung Fu Hustle.
And emotionally, you know what? Emotionally to me, yeah, it is. Kung Fu Hustle is fun. It's got a good story. But Unleashed is really well told. And it's fucking, it's sad and sweet at the same time.
So is Kung Fu Hustle.
As an action movies fan and martial artists fan, Jet Li wins 100 times out of 100.
Upsetting. Next up,
best performance. His best performance ever.
Gladiator versus Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
What was the first one?
Gladiator.
I gotta go Gladiator. I've still never seen Crouching Tiger.
It's a good movie.
Bro.
Damn,
I'm Gladiator.
Like, Kung Fu Hustle should have won so that I wouldn't have felt bad picking Gladiator, and now I don't fucking know.
doesn't matter. We got three gladiators.
Oh, well, there you gladiators? Go.
Benny voted gladiator?
Yeah.
Next up, Reign of Fire versus the Protector.
Reign of Fire.
Which one's the Protector?
I think that's Tony Jaa.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
That was post Ambach, right?
Oh, Reign of Fire. Yeah.
Fucking Reign of Fire is one of the best dragon movies ever.
Yeah, Reign of Fire.
I'm going to go The Protector.
It's 2-2.
He didn't vote either. Yeah.
I'll go Reign of Fire.
Reign of Fire makes it through. This is turning into a very different tournament.
Yeah. Let's come for us so they can go through.
Yeah. Next up. I'm so fucking irritated right now. Next up, Man on Fire versus Team America World Police.
Team America.
Man on Fire.
Man on Fire. Team America is fun.
Team America.
I think we were just being silly when we put that in.
It is a great action movie.
Yeah, it is.
It doesn't matter if it's done with puppets or not.
Is it on you?
It's on you.
Yeah.
I've never seen Man on Fire.
Are you kidding me?
Do it. This might be a bigger travesty than fucking Unleashed beating.
No. You and Justin are now fucking even in my book. What do we do?
Because you
eliminated one of the greatest martial arts movies of all time, and Justin eliminated arguably Denzel's best movie ever.
Yeah, I know it's one of his best movies. I just never seen it.
One of his best movies, though. I mean, one of, I guess, but not his best movie.
It's one of his best movies ever.
Next up, Shoot 'Em Up versus Crank.
Shoot 'Em Up.
I'm going Shoot 'Em Up.
I've never seen either one.
You've never seen Crank or Shoot 'Em Up?
I'm going Crank.
Let's Shoot 'Em Up.
This is one of those situations where, Justin, you need to start picking the matchups in the first round.
I thought you didn't want him to pick the matchup.
Shoot 'Em Up was with Clive Owen.
No, the point is you set matchups based on movies that are good versus movies that are obviously lesser in order to not guarantee one shitty movie advances in the first round that shouldn't advance.
It's random because I don't want to hear anybody's fucking mouth.
Randomize every time. All right. I'm going to go Shoot 'Em Up.
I'm going Shoot 'Em Up. Who else said Shoot 'Em Up?
Yeah, me.
You, Mike. Okay, Shoot 'Em Up goes forward. Hot Fuzz versus Wanted.
Come on, man.
Come on, man, what?
I'm going Wanted.
I'm going Wanted.
I love Wanted, but Hot Fuzz is a fucking love letter to action movies.
It is, but it's also like... there's some comedy. There's not much comedy in Wanted. I don't know.
There's a good amount.
There is.
2/3 of the movie.
It's more one-liners than it is.
McAvoy is a joke.
Curving my bullet.
Okay, yeah.
But, yeah, so Wanted for me, Wanted for Joe. Mike said Hot Fuzz. Kyle, what do you got?
Didn't Vinny also say Wanted already?
Did he?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That would have been 4 for Wanted.
Okay. All right, other side of the bracket, Triple X versus The Rundown.
The Rundown.
Wow.
I'm so happy. This is the other side of the tournament. It's going to make me so happy now. Oh, I didn't want Triple X to move any farther. I've never seen it.
The One versus Casino Royale.
Movie I cannot name.
The one is Jet Li?
Yeah, yes. The One, 1,000%.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
The One.
That'll make it easier for you, Joe.
Yeah. Next up, Taken versus Star Trek 09.
Taken.
Joe, what's your vote?
You can say 09 if you want.
Good.
You can say Taken because you can't say...
What's your vote, Joe?
The reboot.
The reboot? Taken.
That was just cruel.
I know. Next up, Kill Bill versus The Fast and the Furious.
Wait, which Kill Bill?
Well, it's basically one movie.
It's one. It's
he does count it as one. Yeah. So
versus what? First Fast and Furious movie?
The first Fast and the Furious.
Kill Bill.
Kill Bill.
What is the first Fast and Furious movie have like three races in it? Fuck that.
Dude, Kill Bill's fight scenes were
yeah. If you're putting awesome. Both Kill Bill movies together, then yes.
Even if it's just the first one.
Fast and Furious for me, just for the record.
Kill Bill. Next
scene
up,
with the crazy 88s. Big Anti. Awesome.
Yeah, just that fight scene.
Next mm-hmm. up, the battle of the summer blockbusters, Avatar versus Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl.
Black Pearl.
Pirates.
Pirates.
Yeah.
Pirates.
A more condensed action experience.
Yeah.
Next up, Serenity versus Battle Royale.
I'm going to go Serenity because I've only seen parts of Battle Royale.
Battle Royale, for me, it's incredible.
Is that the original, like, Hunger Games? Yeah, I'll take that one.
I've never seen Battle Royale. I have to go Serenity.
Please.
For that exact reason, agree.
Joe, did you get a diploma from film school? Or a certificate?
I got a certificate.
Give it back.
You guys voted down two awesome action movies that I could not name.
Oh, the animosity that occurs anytime we have a tournament.
Fucking what bullshit. The show no, the see the last tournament.
One of those movies alone.
To reboot? Yeah, it always gets me.
No, the last tournament was
actually it is a reboot.
The easiest tournament we've done. It was quick. No one's feelings got hurt. It was fine. I knew these were going to be tough matchups, but I really thought way more highly of all of you and your taste in fucking action movies. It's fucking hot.
There's a guy who picked Kyle, fucking Team America.
Yeah, I don't think that actually was on the list, but I'll vote for every fucking time.
Get off your fucking bar stool, right?
I was going to say, I feel like in Jurassic Park, where I'm like, the one on my side is the blood-sucking lawyer, because I was going to say Kyle's been with me the whole time, but after that, Kyle gets a demerit. Next up, The Transporter versus Pitch Black.
Pitch Black. I'm going Pitch Black.
Pitch Black.
Yeah, Vin, Pitch Black.
Yeah.
Dude, the first Pitch Black before the Riddick stuff was pretty awesome.
No,
before I got superpowers, that was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last one of this round, Smoke and Aces versus The Bourne Identity.
Smoking Aces as an ensemble cast was pretty
fun. I liked Smoking Aces.
Pretty fucking great.
But yeah. It's the first Bourne movie, and it was really fucking good.
I know.
It was good, but the Bourne movies, it's weird to say.
We're not looking at all of them.
I know. But what I'm saying is they got better as they went along, I feel.
Smoking Aces was just
crazy.
Yeah. It's one of those crazy ensemble movies. As when we first saw Chris Pine, who later on would go to be in... What movie was that, Joe?
Reboot.
Yeah.
So Smokin' Aces moves on. Let's go back to the other side of the tournament. The Hunted versus The Italian Job.
Italian Job.
Hunted.
Hunted.
Italian Job. Hunted. What'd you say, Vin?
What'd you say?
I said The Italian Job.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Well, move The Hunted over to the next slot because that wins. Because Vin Stone Cold says so.
Did you originally say The Italian Job and then change it because Justin said The Italian Job?
He probably did.
He didn't. I was super happy when I heard The Hunted.
The Hunted.
Yeah.
They make knives and have a knife fight.
Yeah. Unleashed versus Gladiator.
Gladiator.
I like Jet Li and all, but Gladiator is fucking...
Gladiator.
Yeah.
Oscar worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Unleashed is more of an action movie... No, I can't really say that. It's got like 30 minutes where no fights happen. Yeah, Gladiator. Matter of fact, it shouldn't even be Kung Fu Hustle.
I'm going to shoot your fucking mouth.
Wait, there's another Jet Li movie that's not in this tournament. Fearless, is that the name of it?
I think that came out in 10.
Uh-oh. I was going to say, I was gonna say that would probably have been my number two movie to put in here over Unleashed.
What, Joe?
Like V for Vendetta, you didn't put in here.
No comic book movies.
Yeah, we didn't do comic book movies.
Oh, you didn't do any comic
movies? No, comic book movies.
Okay, that explains some things.
They're getting their own tournaments.
Yes.
I should have stated that.
Is it Jet Li one? It's the one where he does like the pressure points with the needles and shit.
Okay.
I'm going to continue with what's on this tournament, though. So,
Jet Li.
Reign of Fire versus Team America World Police. I'm going Team America.
Reign of Fire. Let's get Team America. Yeah. Fucking list.
Fuck yeah, what, Joe?
Team America.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Over Reign of Fire?
I don't want to fucking hear it.
I do want to fucking hear it.
I love that movie. Team America is one of those.
As an action movie, you love it.
Yeah,
it's full of fucking action.
It's full of action that you couldn't pull off with live action people.
Yes, but there was action. There was like
it was a giant dick.
There's action. There's singing. There's
5 minute puke.
There's puppet fucking.
They blew things up in it.
All right.
Can we let Vinny vote?
Vinny vote.
What did he gotta vote for?
He didn't yet.
That's not the point.
Well, sorry, Reign of Fire fans. Team America World Police.
Fuck
I don't know about you guys, but on July 4th, I listened to that song.
Yeah.
See,
and that's exactly why I wanted you to go first, because I knew what you were going to pick, and I didn't want my vote to not count.
Freedom isn't free. Cost a buck 05.
This is the point in the show where I get to say, you're fucking trash.
Well, mine was in the first round, so we're even now.
We all get a point. Team America goes to the fucking finals, I might quit the show.
It won't.
And I like Team America.
It won't. Shoot 'em up versus Wanted.
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 No one talks about Shoot 'em up anymore. I still have conversation about Wanted a lot.
All right, The Rundown versus The One.
Rundown.
The One.
The Rock and Stifler definitely beat Jason Statham and Jet Li, in my take. My opinion.
Jet Li versus Jet Li.
El Gato.
Kyle, what do you got?
Wait, did you say Justin?
I did not.
Then I'll go The One and even it out, and now you got to pick.
You had Walken in The Rundown.
It's true.
You know what? Kyle's starting to piss me off now.
Why?
You're playing the setup game.
I mean, no, but you guys also didn't pick Walking Tall in this tournament, so.
We didn't, because I feel The Rundown was a better action movie than Walking Tall was.
It was. That's not the point.
Yes, it was.
It was.
That's not the point.
That is the point.
Is Walking Tall a better action movie than Team America World Police? Yes, it is.
Even I'll say no.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You know why?
Because there's stakes, because it's actual fucking people.
And the one, I feel The One is a better action movie than The Rundown.
You know, I realize that Glorious Bastards isn't on this list.
What year did it come out, Joe?
2009.
Why did
Pineapple Express?
That's not. The Pineapple Express is not a fucking action movie. Beats in it doesn't make it an action movie.
Taking us off track. It's purely a comedy, Joe. It's got third act action.
Yeah.
Sin City. Oh, you guys said.
No comic book movies, Joseph. Taken versus Kill Bill.
Kill Bill.
Taken.
What is with you?
I'm going to try sabotaging everything because I didn't get my way.
Oh, okay.
What was your way?
No, I was just... I'm really upset Kung Fu Hustle got fucking played like that.
Well, me too, but I fucking got over it.
All right, fine. Taken versus Kill Bill. I voted. They voted. That leaves you and Vinny.
You voted out of spite. I'm sorry. You have to add that little bit.
I voted out of spite.
Currently 2 for Kill Bill, 1 for Taken?
Yes.
Kill Bill.
There you go. Thank you. Vinny, what do you have voted on?
Taken 1,000 times.
What?
Taken? With Justin?
Yeah. That's why he didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Next up, Pirates of the Caribbean versus Battle Royale.
Pirates.
Pirates.
Battle.
Pirates.
Battle's a better action movie than Pirates is.
I know.
I know, that's the fucking problem.
Yeah.
Fucking uncultured swines.
You know, movie, I did see Kung Fu Hustle.
Yeah, I know, so did I. I love it, I own it.
That's why I fucking voted for it.
Team America, World Police, really? Really?
Pitch Black versus Smokin' Aces.
Children. Pitch Black.
Smokin' Aces.
He's just doing whatever I say, he's doing that.
No, I'm not! Smokin' Aces is a better action movie. Pitch Black's more sci-fi.
It's got a shitload of action in it.
I'm not disagreeing, but we...
No,
and now it's down.
I'm going to go with Smokin' Aces.
Ooh, you're going to yell that? Dude.
No, I'm literally... Now I'm going, like, based on... Justin's right. It is more sci-fi.
So, he's right, though. Smokin' Aces is a mafia movie with action.
Okay.
So it's down to Kyle's vote, then?
No, it's not. I voted Smokin' Aces already.
Oh, did you? Okay.
It was tied.
No, it's not. Vinny voted Pitch Black.
It was tied. Joe Burke was tied.
Oh, okay. The Hunted versus Gladiator.
Gladiator.
Hunted only got so far. Gladiator.
Yeah?
I saw it in movies.
Vinny gave it the thumbs up on Gladiator as well?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
I mean, his nickname is based on that movie. Yeah.
Shitheads.
I'm just happy that it got farther than Kung Fu Hustle.
Team America versus Wanted.
Wanted. Don't
play around. No, play around. Wanted.
Team America.
I'm a Team America too. I'll tell you what. I was
two demerits. Two demerits. No, stop talking. Two demerits. Both of you get two demerits. You don't get to talk anymore. Stop it. Two demerits.
Kyle, it's on you.
Yeah, I'm picking Team Wanted.
Wait. That's kind of both. You're kind of on the fence. Can you clarify?
You're going to have to clarify.
He's on the team that picked Wanted. You heard him.
Yeah.
Wanted.
I thought he said I picked Team Wanted.
It sounded like
Team Eric and Team
Edward. It sounded like a mashup. We're going to need, like, what's the title of the movie that you're picking?
You guys are really fucking stupid, you know that?
Go. Well, you gotta, we want to hear it.
Wanted.
Okay.
You wanted to pick Team America? I wanted to be able to pick Kung Fu Hustle still at this point in the tournament.
This might be my favorite tournament ever.
The One versus Kill Bill.
The One.
Kill Bill.
The One.
Kill Bill.
He's doing it. He's literally doing it to counter me every time.
Yes.
Yes, he is. Because I'm shooting him out there too quick.
Down to Kyle.
Don't lie to yourself.
I gotta pick the One.
Really? Yeah. Really?
Team One, baby.
I voted for Kill Bill every other round, dude.
Oh, because we're doing it. We're combining Kill Bill as one movie. Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean versus Smokin' Aces.
Pirates.
Pirates.
Wow.
If we're talking action movies, Pirates.
I'm still going Smokin' Aces on this. Not to spite you.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I like the movie a lot. I find it more action-y than Pirates.
It's way funnier when it's the two of you.
You find Smoking Aces, which has like 20-minute scenes of talking, more action-y than a movie with a fucking... No, it wasn't a squid person yet. With
no squid
ghost
person.
Pirates.
There was ghost pirates, but there was only like three or four sword fights.
The rest sword fight was awesome.
The rest of the time was a drunk trying to get his fucking boat.
The sword fight in that movie was awesome.
I'm not taking anything away from
it. I'm going Pirates.
No real action.
So what was that? Pirates won? Is that how that?
Yes. When did you vote?
No. He's been a quiet little bitch over in the corner the entire time.
I disagree with that assessment.
No, just for that run, I don't like Pirates.
All right, next up, Gladiator versus Wanted. Wanted.
Gladiator.
Wanted is a better action movie.
Action movie, Wanted.
Yeah.
You're crazy. It takes place in the Coliseum where they fight.
Any bullets? Do they use any bullets in it?
They don't use
bullets. Any explosions?
And, like, a lot of it is the dude fucking his sister.
Yeah.
And then
Maximus cries a lot.
He has a lot of crying. Oh, I want to go back to my family.
Yeah, all right. Well, whatever.
I mean, you think about it, though. The movie's like twice as long as Wanted. So obviously it's going to be some solid parts to it.
Yeah, sure, sure.
You have, probably the amount of total action is more in Gladiator. Actually add up.
I don't know. No, Wanted is pretty non-stop action.
There's a war. There's also Colosseum gladiatorial fighting.
I've seen the movie, and I'm,
I don't think you have.
But several times.
How about that?
No, it is a phenomenal movie.
I can't believe Wanted has gotten this far, though. Honestly,
Marcus Aurelius takes 20 minutes to die. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Next up, The One versus Pirates of the Caribbean.
What?
Pirates again.
Pirates.
There's no karate in Pirates.
Nope.
No, there's rapiers.
I relinquish my vote for the final round.
You can't. You literally have to vote.
I relinquish my vote.
Pirates of the Caribbean versus Wanted. Vinny, Wanted. Your special choice number one vote right here. First vote, Vin.
I said Wanted. I mean,
damn it, Mike.
Pirates.
So now you're pulling the Justin shit?
So that's one Wanted, one Pirates. Vin, what's your vote?
I'm pulling the consistency shit. That's the third round in a row I voted against Wanted.
This is my Yu-Gi-Oh deck, and I do this.
No, you don't get to forfeit. You have to vote.
Why not?
Vote.
You can't even forfeit.
You know Joe's not going to talk until Justin tells him to.
I know, these movies don't even crack like my top 50 in the 2000s.
Doesn't matter, just fucking pick one.
Stink.
I can't believe we got here.
Can you circle back and I pass?
Fine, I'll come back to you. Joe?
Pirates.
Okay, so that's two Pirates, one Wanted. Vin?
So it's 2-1? 2-1. Pirates.
2-1 oh. Pirates. Actually, I'm going to vote now. What he's going to pick. I'm going to go Wanted, so now it's 2-2.
Guys, it's not as difficult as you're trying to make it out to be for Vin, I don't think.
What'd you pick?
What did I pick?
Yeah.
Pirates.
I'll go Pirates then.
Okay. Okay. Somehow, Pirates of the fucking Caribbean is the greatest action movie of the 2000s because you all are fucking assholes.
I voted against it every single time.
Uncultured.
Yes, you voted for Wanted every single time. And then in the final, you voted for Pirates.
What a piece of shit. That's a demerit. You get a demerit for being a contrarian.
Here's the demerit that happens. Neither movie, I would be like, look back and be like, yeah, it's a good action movie.
Wanted is a good action movie. Did it need to go as far as it did? Probably not. Probably not. But it was better than most of the things it went up against. Like,
can you read back what it went up against real quick?
I'm starting to agree. I think Kung Fu Hustle should have won.
It went through, it beat Hot Fuzz in the first round, right?
Right.
That one was the only, like, meh. It then beat Shoot 'Em Up, which it should, right?
Okay.
And then it beat Team America.
Which it should.
Ooh.
And then it beat Gladiator, because it is more of an action movie than Gladiator is.
No, it's not.
It is. So, like, it's not...
I would have been happier if Gladiator won this tournament, to be honest.
Really?
So, I'm just going to read IMDb's top three. Action movies of 2000s.
Okay.
It better not be any fucking comic book movies or sequels, Joe.
They are.
Well, then that doesn't count.
Well, we omitted National Treasure on this list.
Fuck that movie.
National Treasure was the sequel. It was Book of Secrets.
Book of Secrets was the sequel.
Right.
That was 2007. National Treasure was 2004.
National Treasure is not an action movie.
I mean, it kind of is, but it's not.
It's action.
There's action in it. If you're going to call it an action movie, I'd say that at least like 60% of this needs to be right. Fucking action.
War of the Worlds.
No. Not an action movie, a sci-fi movie.
No. I'll give it action, but not good.
It's not
science
good.
Fiction. And it was a remake.
Yeah.
So go ahead. What's your third one? So I can shit on that.
Well, actually, well, I can't say. Well, they're saying good action movies of the 20. So they're top two basically because I can't say top. They go Pitch Black, Crystal Skull, and Live Free and Die Hard.
Who made this? Who made this fucking list?
IMDb.
Nerds.
Just some rando on IMDb because it wasn't IMDb itself.
This is based on. Actually, it is based on the their stars. Based on the reviews.
Lies.
There's no way Crystal Skull got more stars than fucking Iron Man, Dark Knight.
Yeah.
There's no way it got more stars than fucking Incredible Hulk, and they all came out the same year. This is impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? IMDb, you need demerit.
Yeah, demerit them.
I think we can all agree on that demerit.
Okay. Well, anyway. I actually just went by popularity now.
Okay. This is okay.
Is that show, guys? That
feels like a show. No, Joe's still arguing it. Even though
I'm done.
Even though we said that we had to take comic book movies out and that we didn't use sequels.
You guys totally omitted, you know, you breezed past two freaking amazing action movies that would have blown, especially the one.
What? What ones did we miss?
No, the one that everybody else voted against with probably one of the best opening sequences in
the... What? Friggin' Casino Royale?
Fuck yeah. Dude, that movie was full of action.
It was a kindness.
Okay.
We can put it in there.
So, the idea is we're taking the winners from each decade and then putting them in a short tournament for the winner overall?
Yes.
And it's 4 decades, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So,
how many decades have we done so far?
Two.
Uh huh.
We did the 90s. Who remembers what won in the fucking 90s?
Matrix.
So, yeah. So right now it's Matrix versus Pirates of the fucking Caribbean.
I wonder what's going on between those two.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't guarantee that's their matchup. It's just those.
We have the hardest tournament coming up. The 80s.
The 2010s is pretty tough too. There's a lot of fucking good action movies that came out from 10 to 19.
Yeah, there's gonna be so much mystique to what happened in the 80s that we're gonna really hang up on those.
It's not gonna be mystique. It's gonna be how serious of an action movie was it versus how cheese dick of an action movie is it?
A lot of cheese dick back then.
That's the problem.
Listen.
But Predator's gonna win.
2010. Has nothing on the 80s where there's just random window panes being carried across the ground and someone happens to get a roundhouse through it. You just can't write that. Okay? It's called natural panache.
I'm telling you right now, I'm going to tank every Van Damme movie that gets on that list.
I know you are, and that's why you...
This is why these things don't work, because people are intentionally tanking things.
That's not true. Listen, if it's going up against a shittier action movie, I'm not going to pick it.
But we're not arguing for it.
I think the other thing.
What do you mean we're not arguing for it? You of all people let two of the greatest fucking action movies ever made slide through.
Kung Fu also was that good?
It's a fucking kung fu movie.
Yeah, but
it's more action-y than the movie it went up against. Unleashed is an Americanized version of a fucking Jet Li movie.
May I make a suggestion?
And fuck you for calling yourself a student of film when you've never seen Battle Royale, you piece of shit.
No, I've never seen... Dude, but you guys totally... the movie I can't mention...
Star Trek?
The other one. It was way...
Casino Royale?
Action movie, yeah.
It was a Bond movie, dude. It's lucky it got on the list. The only reason it got on the list is because it was a fucking reboot, and he did a good job with it. But if I'm going to put it up against an original idea like The One, The One's going to get the fucking vote over Casino Royale.
But that movie never... It was
I'm not
that
saying
movie.
It's shitty. I didn't say any of these were shitty. That was the whole reason that we made the list. They're all really good choices. The problem is, I thought maybe you guys have seen, like, more action movies.
I don't love the idea that a movie that was a comedy got brought up as part of an argument after Team America made it to the fucking semifinals.
it's since we're omitting sequels, because there are awesome sequels.
Again, Mike and I sat here for a good like 45 minutes going, you know, but that was the original rules we had set up when we did the 90s. There was no sequels. No sequel movies got into the 90s action movie list. So we have to keep those same rules. So no superhero movies, no sequels. It's got to be the first of whatever it was. Because some of the sequels are better than the original movies.
Right.
But, unfortunately, we're not basing each thing on a film series either. So, like, the Fast and the Furious lost against Kill Bill because it was the first Fast and the Furious movie versus Kill Bill 1. It was split into two parts. I understand that the story's telling one movie, but you could say the same thing about 10 fucking Fast and the Furious movies. And even though they got fucking crazy, they were, in my opinion, it tells a better family story than Kill Bill does.
Family story?
Yeah, it's about family.
No, I would argue that as well.
No. Why? Dominic has to save his son that he didn't even know about.
After how many movies?
Doesn't matter, I forget.
Thank you.
Could have been the fifth one, the sixth one.
I think you knew as soon as those words came out of your mouth that they were going to be contested.
Oh, sure. Yeah, well, yeah, of course, because she's trying to get her daughter, and I understand all that.
She didn't know she was alive, though.
Yes, the coma/rape victim woke up and tried to find the daughter that was stolen from her by her assassin, ex. Yeah, married. That's some family shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is tirade. Why aren't we finishing? Why aren't we over?
All right, as always, if you like what you hear, you can like us on Facebook.com/Nerdities. Follow us on Twitter @Nerdities. Email us at nerdities@gmail.com. Check out nerdities.com.
While you're there, just go over to whatever streamer you have and check out, you know, Kung Fu Hustle and Battle Royale and educate yourselves, unlike some of these fucking pores on this show. Also, buy a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/nerdities, NERDATIS. It's the last time you'll be able to do so soon. August 1st, we'll be launching a brand new shop where you can get tank tops and loungewear and hoodies and sarongs and oven mitts and cups and stickers at nerdities.spreadshop.com. You can also go over to can'tstoptheropedrop.spreadshop.com and buy cool Disney related shirts for your, you know, leisure or travel plans. All sorts of items there, not just shirts. If you're feeling empty inside and you want to fill that void with some sweet treats like I want to right now because I was let down again by people in this group, you can go to sinfulcreationsbyjustin.com and order yourself something to fill that void.
That's a really good show tonight, guys.
Yeah.
You can also listen to this show on every streaming service where you get your fine podcasts, Apple, Amazon, Google, Spotify, all the big ones. Follow us. Drop us a line, nerdities@gmail.com. Check us out on YouTube. Check out our newest video, Cornholier Than Now, starring Vinny. Now streaming, youtube.com/nerdities. Follow us. Hit the bell to get notified when we drop new content. If you want to sponsor Nerdities and be a Nerdities supporter, email us at nerdities@gmail.com. We will talk about and plug what your business or what your product. Yeah, give us money.
There's the catchphrase. The opinions of Energy Screw are idiotic and poorly thought out, but don't worry, next week's will have far less Kung Fu Hustle.
Fuck you.
And fuck bye. Casino. Battle Royale.
There we go.
Why should I care?
Dry!